Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome back, my good sentries, to a brand new live session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Last week, we had a pre-recorded special, that being Thanksgiving, and I wasn't around that day, so we got to listen to a pre-recorded interview with Montreal progressive folk art rock band Le Greff. Then some other interesting tunes that the band actually suggested to me during the interview, some prog, classic prog there, and some instrumental works from Canadian artists that I've wanted to play on the show for a while. So I hope you enjoyed that on your long weekend. This week is special. At the second hour of today's show, we have a musical guest, a new live streamed session, performance and interview, an audience. This time, it'll be extra special because it will be the first international band that I will be hosting here at the station. As you can hear, maybe in the background, they're doing some sound checks and getting ready for the special audience in the observational tower. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some proggy goodness in this first hour. We heard some extra special proggy goodness from a band that I've been getting friendly with it's the Texas instrumental progressive rock band, Process of Illumination. Played a couple of their tracks from their first album. They've just released a brand new second album called The Broken, and we just listened to the title track, The Broken, which is self-released and available on Process of Illumination's Bandcamp page. Next up, we're going to go slightly off the proggy path to some great guys much closer to us, the Toronto indie psychedelic pop trio Most People. They are releasing their debut album, Call Me Up, to be self-released this coming Friday, October 25th, on various music sites, including Bandcamp. This Friday as well, they are hosting their LP release party with Crystal Light Collective at the Burdock, 1184 Bloor Street West in Toronto. If you go to the Facebook page for their for the event, it's $10 advance online or $15 at the door, and music starts at 9 p.m. Right now, I was given advance copy of the album Call Me Up, and I think it's pretty fantastic how rejuvenating it is. Like, it's certainly, you can hear the 80s feel to it, but it has some good life in there, and especially for some of the songs. I believe there's I lost my track of thought there. Well, let's get into it. There's lots of more music to get into before the band that I have coming in, which I just realized I hadn't revealed their name. It's Atlas Empire, from all the way from Glasgow, Scotland. We'll get to them, but right now we're going to listen to Most People and Where Are You off the upcoming album Call Me Up here on CFRU 93.3 FM, The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
wanna know where you are. Holding on.
That was Nahiwak, the indigenous indie post-rock band from Amiskwesi. I'm terribly sorry for the mispronunciation. Amiskwesi, also known as Edmonton in Treaty 6 territory. That was their song, Otanawa. Otanau. Off their to-be-released full-length debut album, Nipia, which will be released this Thursday, October 24th, on Arts and Crafts Records, as well as you can look on Nahiwak's Bandcamp page. I did want to read one part of the description on that page. On the band's debut album, Nipia, out October 24th on Arts and Crafts, the trio of Indigenous artists, Chris Harper, Merrick Taylor, and Matthew Cardinal, transcends a new intersection of traditional storytelling and contemporary sound, a collection of songs strongly inspired by the Idle No More movement, says Harper. Nipia is for those who don't seem to fit in for myriads of reasons, to inspire others to use their voice and to send messages to future generations. Yeah, so that new album is coming out this Thursday, October 24th. Moving on, we have a favorite here on the SMK, Bomnivores from the experimental rock duo from Halifax, Nova Scotia. We're going to be playing Watching the Heat Curve off their recent album Metamorphonic, which was self-released in Pay What You Can, available from this summer. And this is the final track off that new album, and it will be the last track we play in that the SMK has played the whole entire album on air. So this is one achievement checkmark for the program, completing an entire album. Yes, let's jump into it. This is Watching the Heat Curve by Bomnivores here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve.
And Jamie.
Of Atlas Empire.
From Glasgow, Scotland.
And you're listening to the SMK.
The Sentinel's Marvellous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
And through the web at cfru.ca.
Thank you. get from me. Last night I spoke to Kat. She helped me out. But no.
That was Saxindrum, a Montreal live electronica trio consisting of what you would expect, saxophones, synthesizers, and drums. We just heard Macchio off of their new album, Second Nature, which was released earlier this year on So Sorry Records. We're now halfway through the program, getting closer to our new live audience in the Observational Tower with Scotland's Atlas Empire. Have a few more really prog-focused music to lead into that. So we're going to go, let's head right into that. This band is actually kind of, this band coming up is kind of tricky to find. So they are Algorithm. It's, I guess, because lots of other bands use that name as well. So if you want, if you like the band and you like to want to hear more or find out more about them, they're on SoundCloud, but maybe the best way would be on Facebook, and I want to give the tag. Here it is. So it's The Algorithm Band on Facebook. They're from Montreal. They're a progressive rock jazz fusion group. And actually, I'm not quite sure how I found them, but I did. And we're going to be listening to Why Now, one of their recent singles from this year. Self-released on SoundCloud, but they do also have an official music video on their YouTube channel, which we're going to be listening off right now. Then we have two other music tracks to listen to, so this is a triple audible observational set. So starting this set, Algorithm with Why Now, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Time is run out. The creature is awoken, his sanity worn out. The waiting game is over. Welcome to disease. There's nothing left to salvage, nothing more to see.
In that triple audible observational set, we heard, starting off, Montreal prog jazz fusion band Algorithm with Why Now, a single which you can listen to on their SoundCloud and YouTube channel. Then we heard Toronto progressive metal post-hardcore band Parliament Owls with Matterhorn off their brand new self-released full-length album, A Span Is All That We Can Boast, available on Bandcamp. They are actually on a few they have a few performances in Ontario and Quebec. They have, they're playing in Ottawa on October 25th, Montreal on the 26th, and then London, Ontario on November 3rd. On Saturday, November 29th in Toronto, they are playing alongside Sweet Tooth and Millhouse, both previously been played on the SMK, as they're all special guests for Body Thief from Washington, D.C. They're playing all together at the Rivoli at 332 Queen Street West in Toronto. $7 advance tickets online and $10 at the door. The doors will open at 9 p.m. It's a 19-plus event. And then we just finished listening to eclectic progressive rock band from San Diego, Chile, Isles, threading neo-prog, art rock, fusion, and world music together. That was the title track to their 2013 album, 4:45 AM. I was able to get this album and then their most recent album, Hawaii, from a special shipping online sale that the Isles were having online, and for a great deal. And they sent me a personal paper message here, which I want to read out. Nicholas, thank you so much for the support and for listening to our music. It allows us to keep doing what we're doing. Hope to make it to Canada soon and meet you in person. We've never been there. Big hugs, Isles. That would be pretty special if this Chilean prog band makes it up north in the future, near future. We are almost ready for Atlas Empire, who've come all the way from Scotland to tour in Canada, in Eastern Canada specifically, and all set up now, and we're going to get into that right now to ease us into that, into the audience special. We have a band that's not far, too far off from Scotland. They are, the name's Blanket. I played these guys a while back. They are a cinematic art post-rock band from Liverpool in the United Kingdom. And we'll listen to The Devil Holds Fast Your Eyelids off their 2018 album, How to Let Go. And we'll get right into that Atlas Empire interview. So here's Blanket with The Devil Holds Fast Your Eyelids, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.